In our Web Extra, I'm very glad to be joined by Nikki Hatch, who was formerly in charge of the KidStat process in Wisconsin, and is today continuing to work with Reggie Bica as the Deputy Executive Director of Operations at the Colorado Department of Human Services. I spoke with Nikki about the KidStat process and asked her to give me an example of how it led to a specific improvement in performance. Her answer starts with a brief overview of the child welfare system in Wisconsin.
In the state of Wisconsin, there's 72 counties, 71 of which are administered by the counties, one of which, Milwaukee County, is administered by the state of Wisconsin. That's called the Bureau of Milwaukee Child Welfare, or BMCW. And in Milwaukee, there used to be essentially shelters for adolescents in out-of-home care, adolescents who were difficult to place due to complex needs or challenging behaviors, the kind of teens that were really struggling in typical foster care environments. They had been placed in basically these shelters, and as you can imagine, kids languished there. So as a result of a settlement agreement and a commitment to improving practice there, those shelters were replaced with assessment centers, which were intended to be short-term locations where these adolescents could come, have their needs assessed efficiently, and new appropriate placements for them could be identified, be they foster homes, group homes, treatment centers, or so, for example. State law also sets limits for how long teens can stay in those places, precisely to avoid them being treated as shelters. And for a long time, as part of a settlement agreement, the department had been tracking how long kids stayed in those assessment centers. We paid a lot of attention to the overstays. So these are kids who have stayed longer than state law permits. And every overstay we counted as a failure on our part, so that, you know, we know that it's bad for kids to languish in these assessment centers, that we were failing to quickly do the assessments necessary and find the right placements for them to get them where they need to be. So not only were we failing to get kids out of assessment centers on time, we were failing badly. So when kids were overstaying, they were overstaying often by weeks or even months. So essentially they were existing an awful lot like the shelters they were intended to replace. So we tracked overstays in assessment centers as part of KidStat. And the ongoing dialogue related to assessment centers, I think, is really telling about the effectiveness of the KidStat approach. So in the beginning, the conversation essentially went like this. The secretary said more eloquently than this, but essentially, you know, what's up with this, with these assessment centers? What's going on? And the answers that we got back from management were kind of the conventional wisdom. You know, these kids are hard to place. They have really challenging behaviors and those kinds of things, not particularly sophisticated answers. So following that line of questioning, the secretary then said, well, so tell us, who are these kids? So at the following KidStat meeting, the program managers came back with a data report, average age of the kids, their, you know, gender, any diagnoses, and so forth, but a statistical kind of aggregated report, to which the secretary replied, no, when I said, who are these kids, I mean, who are these kids? Like, what are their names? Which created kind of much puzzlement around the room. But at the next meeting, the program staff came back with the kids' names and sort of their stories, or the narratives of those kids and sort of how they came to be in the assessment centers. And it was in that meeting where there was this kind of collective realization, you know, this is not an abstract problem, but this is a problem that affects individual kids who have names. Now, of course, everyone knew that on some level, but it was very different to, in this KidStat meeting, be having a conversation with program managers about individual kids. So the Bureau of Milwaukee Child Welfare, following that realization, sort of took ownership of this problem in a very different way. And the director of the Bureau essentially used an existing staff member to create interim deadlines, sort of working backwards. So let's say a girl named Rosie is in an assessment center. She needs to be out of the assessment center by October 1st in order to meet the statutory limits. Then we need to have, you know, such and such kind of assessment done by August 15th and a group staffing to discuss her options by September 1st, et cetera. So it's a pretty basic low-tech kind of solution, but it worked, I mean, almost miraculously. Within a few months, the problem was entirely solved. So 100% of the kids who were going through assessment centers were out in time with more appropriate settings chosen for them, all within the deadlines. In fact, they were so effective at solving this problem that they were able to get out of that performance measure in their settlement agreement 6 months earlier than they typically would have been able to kind of earn their way out of that. So it's a success story I'm really proud of. One, because it shows the benefits of this kind of approach, this sort of management strategy, but also because it's so good for those teens who got to appropriate placements in a timely way. I like that story because it highlights the sort of evolving conversation. In the absence of KidStat, I think it's too difficult to get that ongoing conversation, you know, because it's hard to get anything deeper than that conventional wisdom. These kids are hard to place. And everybody sort of shrugs their shoulders and then moves on to the next problem. You know, but with KidStat, that slide is up on the screen every single month. So it says, all right, we have to revisit this again and again and again.